Well, thank you, Ed. Also, I think it's time for some more applause. Jack and Kathy Fike will be celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary on June the 2nd. So I think that's another one we could certainly applaud. All right. There was a member in the Knoxville congregation that, his name was Gregory, his first name, and it was in 2013, so what's that, 4 years ago, that I'd asked Gregory to give a sermonette. He'd never given a sermonette before, and he gave a sermonette, it seems like it was around the first part of the year, or maybe the latter part of 2012. And then he gave a second, had him give a second sermonette two or three months later. And Gregory was going to be giving a sermonette in late April, a couple weeks after the Days of Unleavened Bread in 2013. And I'd asked him, you know, to let me see his notes or his thoughts, and I wanted to sort of help him a little bit and give him some suggestions. Not that I knew everything for him to say, but just kind of wanted to give him a little, a couple pointers. And then I noticed he, well, I was at Passover, Penny Hour in Passover in Kingsport, I believe, but he wasn't at Passover that evening. And then I found out he wasn't at the night to be observed the following night. So I called over to his brother who lived with him. And his brother has Alzheimer's, but he can carry on a normal conversation. But he certainly, you can tell that he had Alzheimer's. And when I called, I was told that Gregory had just died. And I didn't know for sure if his brother was confused or what. And so I got over there and talked to a neighbor, and he just came down with something and very rapidly just died. Now, he had been sick for a week or so, but he hadn't told anybody. And he had not, well, you know, sometimes people don't want to, you know, don't want to share what's on their mind or what they're doing, and he just died. And there was no real warning, no thing. He just died. Now, there's a lot more to the story about when he died, but that's not the point of this sermon. But the point of this sermon is when I was over, or Penny and I were over at his apartment a couple of days later and trying to help out with some things, I found his sermonette notes on his kitchen table. The sermonette notes that he and I talked about, the sermonette notes that he had planned to give only, you know, a few days before he died. And, of course, he didn't realize how sick he was. And I looked at the sermonette, and I thought about, at the time, expanding his topic a little bit and giving a sermon on that topic. Because the title of his sermonette, it was written down on the sheet of paper, was Why Should Christians Know the Law? Why Should Christians Know the Law? And as I looked at this, I thought a lot about it, and I did give a sermon on it and extended, you know, his scripture, so forth, a little bit. But I thought I would give that sermon or a similar sermon this afternoon. Now, I'm just going to read right here at the first, his first couple of paragraphs right out of his sermonette. It said, some Christians ask the question, why should I study the Old Testament law? Now, you know, you hear in our society today, those that are Christians, or in many cases those that claim to be Christians, they'll say the Old Testament, you don't need to keep the Old Testament. It's the Old Testament's not really, it's sort of okay to read it, or, you know, you'll have all these different opinions. But just reading Gregory's own words, he said, some Christians ask the questions, why do I need to study the Old Testament law? They say they would rather read the New Testament, which, of course, it's a good thing to read the New Testament. But reading on, it says, they mention they sometimes read the Psalms and Proverbs. Now, you don't see that this much now, but it used to be when you'd go into a Bible bookstore a lot of times, you would see just a copy of the New Testament. And you would oftentimes have Psalms with it, sometimes Proverbs too. But that used to be fairly typical that people would just get a Bible and have the New Testament. And like I say, Psalms and maybe Proverbs. And he says they mention sometimes they read Psalms and Proverbs, but that since the law is done away, I'm reading his words, and the Old Testament is confusing to them, then why read it? And yet, you know, as we in here, you think, well, that seems odd, that seems bizarre, and it is. But yet, in our society today, often people think, well, the Old Testament, what's the point? Continuing again, reading his notes, it says, studying the New Testament is certainly important, no question about that. Likewise, though, it's very important to study the Old Testament and the law, the Torah, which is basically the first five books of, written by Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The fact that much of the New Testament cannot correctly be understood without the knowledge of God's Old Testament, the law, and God's instruction. And that was the way he started off the sermonette. But yet I've thought about this quite a lot over the time. And in our society today, a lot of times people will just like, what's the Old Testament? It's sort of like some history. Now, I remember during the, I don't know what made me think of this, but remember during the presidential election when Donald Trump got in trouble by saying 2 Corinthians? And they were like, oh, man, well, he probably didn't know what he's talking about. But he says, well, sometimes I call it 2 Corinthians, sometimes 2 Corinthians. Well, you know what? If we looked at everybody's little mistake, we could find a lot of mistakes, not only in politicians, but in all of us. Now,